Amen. Aren't you thankful we have a God who does hear and answer prayer? Pastor Bob, was this up here when you got here? And that is mine from Sunday night. Okay, just making sure.
My voice, I strained my voice during the singing.
Oh, that's right. Genesis chapter 4. If you guys are turning your Bibles back to Genesis chapter 4, how many of you remember we're going to kind of skip over our scripture word section? We'll go through the Pentateuch real quick. Genesis is what? What's our key word? Genesis, beginnings, Exodus, redemption, Leviticus, holiness, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Obedience. And so we're in Genesis here, and we're talking tonight about faith. We're going to talk about faith. We've talked about Genesis 1 and 2 with the creation, the beginning. We talked about Genesis 3 and the first sin and a lot that was involved with that. Now tonight we're going to talk about faith. What is faith? Faith can be, we can define it in so many different ways. You know, it's interesting as we think about faith, we must put our faith in who? God, Jesus Christ for salvation, the only way we can have. But when we come to God, we must believe that He is, Hebrews says, and that He is a rewarder of them that seek Him diligently. Faith. We can always trust God. It's interesting, we can't always trust people, can we? We can't always trust people. How many of you have had someone in your life where, man, you trusted them and they sure let you down? Right? I think we've all had some of that. And people can't always be trusted, but God is always trustworthy. Some people are trustworthy. You know, sometimes people have certain difficulties and issues trusting people. You know, sometimes kids, when they grow up in homes and become teenagers, and they're hurt enough by certain close family members or whatever, they struggle trusting people into adult life. Whether it's a young lady who's been hurt by her dad again and again and struggled in trusting her husband. Not because of anything her husband did, but based on all of this emotional struggle she's had to work through. We all struggle trusting people at times. But the one that you and I can ultimately trust is God. But you know, it's interesting, as we struggle trusting human beings sometimes, if we've been let down or hurt enough by people, that flows right into our trust of God. I've seen people who struggle and wonder. Man, we worked with a young lady once, and man, she just struggled believing that God really loved her. Well, He says He does, but the reality is she struggled with that because of enough hurts that were in her life and so many things going on. We can always trust God. God is trustworthy. So faith. If I'm supposed to have faith in God, I need to know what it is. Faith is an unquestioning, loyal belief or trust in God. It is an unquestioning, loyal belief or trust in God. Faith. How many of you demonstrated faith here at church tonight? Not in God necessarily, and granted, I hope you all have done that while you're here at church. But there's a specific act that we have all, or you have all, participated in coming into this auditorium tonight, and you had faith. You had faith in your pew that it would hold you up, right? I mean, you didn't think about it. It was unquestioning, it was loyal, and you just said, that's going to hold me. Man, sometimes you bounce down, right? Teenagers, you just plop yourself, ugh, and you're expecting it to hold you up. Well, that is the same kind of faith we can have in God. Just completely, oh, there's nothing I can do. But God can be trusted. He is trustworthy. It's an unquestioning, loyal belief or trust in God. Abel had faith in God. Abel had faith in God. It's interesting as we learn through some of that. In chapter 3, Adam and Eve were cast out of the Garden of Eden because of their sin. Chapter 4, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Abel had faith in God that Cain did not. Why? How do we know that? Well, when Adam and Eve sinned, what did God do to clothe them? Remember, they sewed together fig leaves or other kind of, whatever kind of leaves it was, they sewed them together to make clothes because they realized they didn't have any on. What did God do then? Okay. So he killed the animals to make clothes. Why? I mean, we don't know all of that from reading necessarily Genesis 3, though we see the beginning of prophecy of the Messiah in Genesis 3, verse 15. Why did God kill animals? There was no cotton. Okay. Maybe they hadn't sheared their sheep. I don't know. So, why animals? Missions conference. I wore a barong, that Filipino shirt. And many times those are made out of fibers from plants. Why didn't God just make fibrous clothes? He could have. Why animals? As we look at the whole Old Testament, what was the animal? It was a picture of something they needed to sacrifice, specifically picturing who? Jesus Christ. Pointing up that we need a Savior. And so here we see Cain and Abel. Cain, he brings an offering unto the Lord, but God didn't accept it. Why? He came his own way to God. He came in faith in himself. Hey, I can come. I can bring this fruit. Is fruit wrong? No. Jeff? That's it right there. It wasn't the animal. Their parents taught them. Oh boy, their parents knew firsthand what sin was, didn't they? They taught them, hey, there's an animal. There is this sacrifice that we have to make. And again, we see the beginning stages of many of these truths. Really, we see them taught out throughout the Old Testament. But it was that animal that was required. Cain. He was angry because he came to God his own way. And you and I, we can come to God. We have so many people who say, but I'm worshiping God. But if I come to God my way, is it really worship? Yes or no? No. Karen, she likes daisies. What if instead of bringing her daisies, I brought her thistles? Okay, I might be in trouble. Hannah, you will never see me bring Mom thistles, okay? But that wouldn't show her I love her. When we got engaged, what kind of a ring did I give her? A diamond ring. There was a guy at college that I knew. In fact, I worked with his, when she became his fiance, I worked with her before, during this whole stage. She worked in the technology department. When they got engaged, he did not give her a diamond ring. I don't remember what it was. It was some precious gem, because that's what she wanted. She did not want a diamond. She wanted whatever gem it was. He said, okay, then that's what I give her when it's time. And he did, and she loved it. He came to her way. You and I cannot come to God our own way and say, it's good enough for God because this is how I want to do it. We can't call whatever we do worship just because we call it worship. I can say my shirt is pink, but claiming something doesn't make it true, does it? And so that's why even when we come to our services, that's why we've got certain things that we do or certain things that we require, because we can't just come and say, this is how I'm going to do it. You better like it or take it or leave it, God. Certain ways in our music, certain things that we do or we don't do as a church family. Why? Because we want to come to God His way. Cain and Abel. One of them got it right. Which one came to God? God's way. Abel. He did. That's faith. That what God says is true. Even if I don't understand. even if it doesn't make sense, this is good food from the ground. Why can't I give it to God? He had to come to God God's way. Faith. Abel had faith in God. Cain did not have faith in God and ended up killing his brother. And so we see devastating results of sin. Chapter 3 talked about the devastating results of sin with Adam and Eve. Now here we see verse 6, the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? God told him, Cain, I would accept your offering if you came the way I said. I'm not prejudiced against you. Is God racist? No. Does God have prejudice? No. But we have to come to Him His way. Just like we expect people to come to us. You want to communicate with me, you got to communicate how I communicate. I mean, you teenagers wouldn't expect anybody to communicate to you with the old feather pen and writing on a piece of papyri or something, right? Of course not. And we can't expect to come to God our way either. We have to come to God His way. That's what faith is. That unquestioning, loyal trust in what God says, and I'll do it His way. Cain did not do that. In fact, he struggled. Verse 8, and Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? Very interesting. Do you remember what we talked about? I know it's been a few weeks. We had missions conference and whatnot. When we talked about Adam and Eve after they sinned, God came to the garden where he walked with Adam and Eve. And what did he do? He asked questions. Where are you? How many of you teens think God knew where Adam and Eve was? Okay? How many of you adults think God knew where Adam and Eve was, right? But he asked them questions. Why? Accusations harden the heart. Questions prick the conscience. Now, I don't know if that's all the whole process went through in God's mind and what he knew he was going to do. But the reality is, accusations do prick the conscience. Hey, do you know who took that cookie from the cookie jar? Hey, do you know who stole that? Do you know who cheated on that test? You know, sometimes when we ask questions, it's like, yeah. You did, when we come up to someone and say, you did that, immediately they start putting up walls, right? God doesn't want us to put up walls with him. Why? Because God wants to have a relationship with us. Did God want a relationship with Cain? Yeah, he came to Cain and said, hey, I would have accepted your offering. But you didn't come my way. He was still giving him opportunities to trust God. But Cain said, I'm not going to put my faith in God. I'm going to do it my way. So he ended up killing his brother. So it goes from bad to worse. And when he kills his brother, God asks, do you know where your brother is? Well, did he know where his brother was? Did God know where his brother was? Yeah, but once again, we see the reality that he asked. How many times does God prick your heart about something? Hey, what about that? You know, sometimes you're thinking about a situation, you say, ooh, wow, what about that? Maybe that wasn't so good. Let's respond to God His way. Have faith in God. Cain didn't have faith in God. Came his own way. Verse 9, he said, I'm not my brother's keeper. Verse 10, he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. God asked, okay, so he's dead. What have you done? Of course God knew what he did. God knows how you live, how I live. But he wanted Cain to respond to him and have a relationship with him. We're reminded in 1 Peter that God is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wanted a relationship with Cain. Cain just didn't really want it with God. Hebrews, we come to God, we must believe that He is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith in God. You and I must have faith in God. Finally, it comes to the point, man, this pressure is just destroying him. Verse 11, "And now art thou cursed from the earth, God says, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear." But he still didn't turn to the Lord. Verse 14, "Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of," what? "The Lord." Now again, we know from Psalm 139, we can never run from God. But he walked away from the Lord. His life of not choosing to come to God in God's way while he was a teenager had an effect on his life when he was 30. And teens, sometimes you think you've got your whole life ahead of you. But the decisions you make today, just like Cain made, decisions you make today to have faith in God or to just live life your own way, will reap results in your adult life. Adults, some of us can attest to that, can't they? Can't we? Man, I know Ken, and he won't mind me saying this, but man, Mr. Ken was sharing with me, man, I wish I got saved all those years ago. But you know what? He's thrilled he's saved today. But teenagers, don't put it off. If you don't know Jesus as Savior, Jesus died for your sin. You've got to come to God His way. But if you know Christ as Savior, come to God His way. Don't just fight Him. And your parents, if they're teaching you God's truth, or the Simmons as they're working with you, we've got to come to God God's way. We must have faith, not in me, but in God. Not in myself and in my plan, but I must have faith in God. Cain never learned that lesson. In fact, what we're going to see here, and we'll get into this more next week, and so teens probably won't get into this, but what we'll see here is we really come down to a whole generation of people after people after people who did not have faith. Really, repercussions because Cain, as a young man, chose not to have faith in God. You and I, whether we're young or whether we're old, the faith that I display and demonstrate in God today does impact the generations behind me. Now, it is each individual's choice. But like Cain, when he walked away from God, he sure didn't teach his kids to follow God, did he? So there were consequences his kids didn't get taught. Could they have chosen God? Yeah. But they sure didn't have that godly influence on their life they should have had. How do we pass on our faith? Do we have faith in God? That's what God wants. That's what God expects. If you don't have faith in God for salvation, today is the day of salvation. But for those of us in here who are saved, we must demonstrate our faith in God tonight and tomorrow. Life is tough. Mark, isn't it? Life doesn't always go as we hope and plan. But let me tell you, your guys' faith in God has encouraged me. And our faith that we demonstrate to God does have an impact on others around us. Let's have faith in God. Father, we thank you for your love. Thank you so much for each of these individuals in this room. God, I pray that you would help us tonight to trust you, to have faith in you. We know that you are worthy, that you are trustworthy. Even though we always struggle at times, even though there might be people in our lives who we can't trust, we know you are. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, I just want to ask a couple questions tonight. Is there anybody in here who say, Pastor Josh, I've never put my faith and trust in Jesus as my Savior for my sin. God has convicted me and I need to be saved. Anybody at all? Pastor, would you pray for me? I won't call you out. I won't embarrass you, but I sure would pray. I'll be praying for you. Anybody at all? Maybe you're here and you say, Pastor, God has just challenged me with my faith in Him, and I know I'm saved, but there have just been some specific areas God has challenged me that I can trust Him. Would you pray, Pastor? Anybody at all? Father, we thank You for Your love. God, I thank You for each individual in here. I thank You for how You've worked in hearts tonight. Thank You for how You've challenged us. Would You help us to redeem the time by living a life of faith in You? Not like Cain, but like Abel. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's go out and have faith. You are dismissed.